Welcome to the grind. The factory for greatness. The process of success, where all excuses are denied. The only credit cards that are accepted here are blood, sweat, and tears. Work. Welcome to the grind. The house of discipline, where we get it in every single day. We don't take days off. See, we understand here at the grind that success is not something that you achieve. It's something that you become. We refuse to settle for any other outcome than greatness. The reason we train ain't for some game, some event, for some trophy, for some medal. We train because this is our life, and this is all we know. We don't need an event to get ready. We stay ready. This is the lifestyle we live. Preparation is a weapon, and around here, we use that weapon every single day. 24/7, 365, all in, beast mode. Greatness is all we know. And I would like to take this moment and welcome all of you to the grind. Anyone is welcomed here, as long as they are willing to die for what they believe. Here at the factory, we don't produce people who accept participation trophies, who come in runner-up, who come in second place. All we produce here at the grind is champions. Around here, we don't accept anyone who even thinks that failure is an option. We don't accept anything other than greatness. We produce warriors who are hungry, dedicated, and fearless. And winning is all they know. Around here, your work ethic, that's your credit score. You can save all that yakking, all that talking, cause we gonna check that credit score, and you either gonna get approved or denied. You can either chase your dreams, or you can chase the distractions, but you can't chase both. Welcome to the grind. Focus is oxygen, and we starve the enemy. The only thing I see is my dream. The only thing I am aware of is success. Champions aren't afraid of someone having the upper hand in the early rounds of a fight, because they understand that this race is a marathon and not a sprint. Welcome to the grind. Discipline is the daily process of creating the life that you want by consistently chiseling away at the things that don't belong. What you gotta do is stop complaining about your situation and instead change the thinking patterns that are allowing that situation to exist in your life in the first place. Now listen to me. There's no dream that can be denied manifestation as long as one is willing to be still mentally during the gestation period. Circumstances are born out of a consciousness that allows them to exist. You will eventually inherit the outcomes equivalent to the belief systems and mindset that you adopt. So let me sum it up. When an inner belief is consistently maintained, eventually the external environment adjusts to bring it about. To create a new life, one must shun the natural instinct to change the outside environment and instead turn inward. New lives are built and formulated from within. This is the secret. This is what champions understand. Around here, our grind is our ministry, and we witness every single day. Sometimes, you gotta remind the world just who you are. Other times, you gotta look in the mirror and remind yourself who you are. Kings don't talk to peasants, because peasants, once spoken to, tend to foolishly start thinking they have actually done something worthy of being royalty. Welcome to the grind. Know your worth. Stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. The less you control your mind, body, and emotions, the more the world will control you. Your discipline must break your body, spirit, until it becomes your slave. And you gotta get back behind the wheel of your mind and steer your thoughts to greatness. Seek the center of what makes you feel the most uncomfortable. Don't run from it. Just stay there until you conquer it. Master your mind. The art of greatness. Welcome to the grind. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Champions have have flaws, weaknesses, and struggles just like everybody else. But what makes them champions is the way they respond to those challenges and that they overcome them. You must conquer your present circumstances in order to qualify for your destiny. If you're not living like there's no tomorrow, then you're dead already. You gotta get up every day and seize the moment. Carpe diem. Success is just a long list of today's done right. Your mind sows the dream. Your faith waters it. Your mouth fertilizes it. And your actions harvest it. Welcome to the grind. Massive success requires extreme discipline. So the question is, how bad do you want it? Greatness requires learning how to be comfortable with the things that make you uncomfortable. You can only achieve to the level that you are. Greatness is not something you attain. It's something you become. Greatness made you. Therefore, each and every one of you out there listening right now has greatness on the inside of you. All you must do is awaken to what is already there. Become who you are. Welcome to the grind. This is Billy Osbrooks. I am blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to the grind. Absolutely positively the realest show ever. What's going on, Pam?
Great. Great morning to everybody on the grind. Happy Friday.
Why are you so short?
Because that's how you do me. No, because that's how you do me. Right. You always got it way too
tall.
You're
a little girl.
Why
are
you feel like so I need
short?
To get on my tippy toes.
You know they say the older you get, you start to shrink.
Nah, I don't even try.
I think you're out-aging me. I think you are out-aging me, fam. I think you are just Benjamin Button backwards.
Aging backwards.
I'm going to have a little old 4-foot lady in a minute. This is crazy.
Right.
What's up, everybody, man? This is The Grind, the realest show ever. Ladies and gentlemen, the show comes out every Tuesday and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 p.m., 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, man. As we always say, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bridge some gaps today, and absolutely, we're going to say some things that people love. We're going to say some things that people don't like, right? Because you cannot please everybody all the time.
Right, absolutely.
Just how that is, how that works. What's up, roll call? What's up, everybody out there? We see you guys popping in on YouTube. We see you guys popping in on Facebook. We see you popping in on IG. Oh, IG over here, at least on Pam's page.
No,
I'm not up on IG. But what's up, everybody, man? Thank you guys for being faithful listeners of The Grind. If this is your first time ever being on The Grind, then go ahead and say first time. You know, if you are hearing us for the first time, say first time, man. So, you know, what's going on? We see you guys out there. YouTube is a platform. We see you out there. We see you out there on Facebook. Guys, if you're coming in, make sure you just hit that little button that says allow us to see your name if you want us to see your name. And then otherwise, it's just going to say Facebook user. That's going to be up further, and you got to talk into that.
Nathan McRae, I don't want this in my face.
It's got to be. Look, put it in your mouth, man. Put it in your mouth. Got to be there. Let's go. What's going on, Ramonia Muhammad? We see you. Great morning to you. What's going on, Tiffany Reynolds? Thank you. Hello to you. Sean Jackson Hughes, blessings to you all. What's going on? Thank you for dialing into The Grind. Thank you for tuning into The Grind. What's going on, Jacinda Mitchell? Happy Friday to you, young lady. What's going on, Sheila Blanchard? Absolutely, it is time to grind. Angel Robinson, what's happening? Morning to you. Thank you for smiling. Absolutely. Janet Sims, what's good? Welcome to The Grind. Man, who else we got here? Oh, man. All right. Y'all better tell somebody The Grind is on.
Right.
On. What's going on, Christian Tyler Walker? Good morning to you. Welcome to The Grind. Ms. Stephanie Warren Jenkins, hello. Hello to you. Ms. Sheila Blanchard, good morning. Happy Friday. Absolutely. She said closeout was dope. I hope it was. Come on. Kimma James Graham, what's going on? Good morning. Afternoon to you as well. Cindy Wyckoff, what's happening? Hello to you. Also, welcome to the grind. Sheila Bass,
Jay.
Coming in from Cali. What's poppin'? Thanks for being on the grind. Stephanie Warren Jenkins. Yeah. First time. Welcome to the grind, Stephanie. Thank you. Tell somebody the grind is on. Go get mama and them, daddy and them, auntie and them, brother,
sister. Kiki Palmer, first time.
Who? Kiki who?
Tiki.
Oh, Tiki. I thought you said Kiki Palmer. Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer, first time. All right. Awesome.
Who else we got? What's going on? Yvonne Wells, what's going on? We see you out there. What's up, Mr. Josh Johnson? What's happening? Welcome to the grind. Marlon, happy Friday to you as well. Marsha, V. Hawkins. Hello. What's going on? Welcome to the grind. Idris Walker, what's going on? What's popping, man? Welcome to the grind. You know, this is the realest show ever. See what we got. I don't want to leave nobody out because folks are sending me hate mail. So you didn't even recognize me being on the show.
Right, you didn't even say nothing.
I dialed in. I took my time and I tuned in and you ain't say nothing. Y'all charge it to my head, not our heart. All right?
Right, absolutely. Great morning, everybody. Yeah. And I just went live on IG. So great morning to everybody that's jumping on Instagram. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Absolutely.
When y'all do me a favor, when y'all see Pam not talking in that mic, type on the screen and say, talking to mic.
Can y'all hear me?
No, that's not the point.
Hello?
Y'all talking to mic. I'm going to take your mic, and then you're going to feel like, okay, why are you taking my mic? Because you're not talking in it anyway.
How can you tell?
You're way too advanced, man. You're way too smart. You're beautiful. You're intelligent. Man, you got it going on.
I know.
I just don't want
this mic in my face.
I know. You want crystal clear audio.
All right, got you.
These are the prices that you pay. These are the comfort zones that you got to get out of.
All right.
See how it works. See how it sounds when I get away from the mic? That's how it sounds when you get away. When you're on the mic.
They hear me. Thank you,
Kimberly. You can absolutely hear.
Appreciate you. Yes.
I'm blocking Kimberly.
Yeah, everybody on IG.
Wilder from the show. Yeah, I'm blocking you, Kimberly. I think you're being counterproductive today. All right. Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? Pam State, tell them something good, man, before we get into this.
Well, I mean, you know, every day is a good day. You know, every day is a great day. You wake up and you command, control, and say, you know what, this is my day for me to make it the best that I absolutely possibly can. And I can tell you, we've been rocking and rolling, you know, since early on the West Coast. Just exciting. Friday just always seems different, right? Anybody else out there with Friday just seems like it's a different vibe as far as just freedom, just really understanding. Like for us, it's the start of a new week, right, in what we do for a living. So it's exciting because we have so many people who are committed from week to week in what we do in building our home-based businesses, and just to see the excitement, to see the celebration. So we get to celebrate, you know, every Friday before we even jump on this call, even going out on, you know, going to bed on a Thursday, you know, it's just so, it's such a blessing to see other people winning, you know, and, you know, you bring that into Friday, just really ready to keep on going towards your goals and towards your dreams and just excited for, you know, what the next is going to be. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Friday is Friday for a lot of people. People are excited about the weekend.
No, we're excited about a new week.
I thought, where's our mimosa?
We don't have any orange juice.
I thought you were going to use another juice. You got an IAO.
I don't even know if we have any other juice.
Lord, we juice broke right here, y'all.
We got water in the McRae household.
Let's just do champagne then, man. You know, that's you in charge of the champagne.
I was in charge of champagne
this morning, and I don't understand.
I'm not gonna make that happen.
I can't even comprehend what's happening right now because ain't no champagne.
I thought we wanted mimosas, and you know, I didn't have any orange juice. No time to go to the grocery store. You know how that goes.
No time. That sounds like an excuse. We're not gonna make that show about it. She's way too intelligent. She's way too beautiful to be making excuses. You know? Yeah. You can't make excuses and win at the same time. So what's up, y'all, man? We're going to talk about some stuff. Here's what I want to do. We want you guys to actually to actually, if there's something that you guys, you know, have on your heart that you want to touch on today, then put it in there, right? You can drop it in there because this is the People Show. This is the realest show ever. Hopefully you guys understand that. Hopefully you guys were able to express what's on your heart. If you want to be a part of the show live, come on Blog Talk Radio on that platform, then make sure you dial in or go ahead and call in to 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. Hit the number one and we'll see your hand raised. And we'll be able to bring you on the show live. You'll be able to address people around the world because this show is global, right? So guys, you know, that's your opportunity to come in, guys. Close mouth, don't get fed. So make sure that you're, you know, if you got something to say, then absolutely, guys, we're going to give you the opportunity to say it. But we only ask that you be timely and tasteful, okay? Double T, timely and tasteful. That's all we ask, okay? So, guys. Because I'm watching the chat, so whatever you guys want to put in there, if you got something you want to talk about, then absolutely talk about it, because we're going to get into some possessive things today. We're going to get into some selfish things, but everybody sees that as such a bad word, but I firmly believe that there is a part of your life, a phase in your life where you have to have that little selfish moment where you get yourself straight, right? So, but here's what I really wanted to get into, because, you know, while Pam is getting the mimosas, you know, there are a lot of things that are sown into our lives every single day. There are a lot of people that we meet every single day. There are a lot of things that we hear every day, right? We see this, we hear this, we're tapping into all of our senses. And somehow what we really hope for is that everything comes together and it kind of gels into or leads into our vision. It leads into your purpose. It's leading you down that right path, right? Consistently every single day. If you're waking up and you waste that 24 hours, then that sets you back maybe further than just the day, right? So we're all waking up hoping that and wishing and praying that we're being productive today. So as we're being productive, we're riding down that path on the way to our purpose, right? Our vision is there. But here's the thing. God is saying everything that's being sown into your life, everything that's happening in your life should be a contributor to you moving forward faster than you did yesterday, more intentional than you did yesterday, right? The willpower that you exhibit needs to come from the routines and the habits that you create, right? Because more routines and habits you create, it increases your willpower, right? Because the willpower comes into play when you feel like things are lost and you know, so you need to be able to tap into that, right? So creating routines, creating habits, what do you do every morning when you get up, right? Because you want to make sure that you have a vision and you have a purpose. And guess what? The topic of this show today is, guys, it's yours. It's yours. It's not anybody else's. It's not anybody else's responsibility. Nobody's coming to do it for you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody's coming to tell you how it should be done, because quite frankly, nobody else knows how it should be done except you. It's yours, right? So we definitely want to continue to talk about routines and habits. But keep that at the tip of your mind, at the front set right here for right now, that it's yours. Everything that happens with you in life, every vision that you're trying to cast and put out there, every goal that you're trying to achieve, it's yours. Because we talked about owning it in a couple of shows ago, right? But now you're in that facet in your life where you have to say, this is mine, right? I own it. You already own it. But here's the thing. When you own something, then you have creative authority over it. It's yours. But do you own it and have creative authority over it? Or do you just own it? Right? Is it just, are you just putting in a sacrifice that's a part of it, right? But there are a lot of other contributors on the outside that's basically shaping the way that it or they feel it should go, right? You own it, it's your vision, but is it yours? So there's a difference, all right? Owning and you saying this is mine, there's a difference. I'll give you guys what I mean, that what the difference is here in a moment. Okay. But here's how you end up creating the willpower you need to keep going and to be strong enough, guys, to step in and bridge that gap between owning it and it's mine, right? Owning it and it's mine. So there's a difference. Your routines and your habits, they're what define who you become, right? It defines who you are. I get up every morning and you think about your routine, right? There's some things that you do, you know, that are just a part of your day. You know, every morning I get up and there are certain things I do. I'm definitely going to get some coffee. You know, I'm going to putt, you know, at least 10 times on the putting mat because my putting game has been sucking lately, right? So I'm trying to putt a little more, trying to practice that so I can get better at putting, right? So I'm also going to go in and make sure I throw some personal development on. I need something going in my ear gates, right, so it can actually function the way I need to function, so that I can set my energy, so that I can get that right, so that my atmosphere can be conducive for anything around me. Now I feel like I can create. Write that word down. Create. Right? I feel like I can create. And if I feel like I can create, now the contributors that are coming in, they're not only creating, but they're creating in the same vision, in the same path that I'm creating in. And I believe that's important, right? I believe that's important. The routines and habits create your atmosphere, right? Your energy that you have. You have to set that. You're responsible for that piece. So if you're responsible for that, I mean, it's yours. Right. Everybody says, well, nobody tell you to do that. You grown. Yeah, you own it. But you did something that was totally counterproductive to what you own, to what your vision is. So now, since you know now that you got to have routines, you got to have the routines that create the habits that you want. Guys, it's about you actually doing it and saying, I own it and I have creative authority over it. I own it. And I have creative authority over it. So it's harder to fight with one hand, right? If you got two hands, it's better, right? So now I own it and I have creative ability over it. Here's the thing. Whatever your vision is, you throw it out there. You own it. This is such and such created this. You know, this cake, you know, the name is called, you know, such and such cake. And you got the name and boom, it's there, and all of a sudden you say, this is how I want this cake to taste.
There you go.
Thank you. We got a, I don't know what to call it.
We got a grape juice mimosa.
We got a mimosa. So you own it. You own it. And the fact that you own it means that it doesn't always mean that you have creative authority over it. That's something that you have to insert, right? You have to insert that. So you may own it, right? You say, we always say, you know, when it comes to money and managing money and wealth management, things of that nature, it's always the philosophy that says, you know, own everything, right? Well, I'm sorry. Create and own, pretty much. So you own it, it's yours, but it's not in your name. Let's put it that way, okay? So it's yours, right? You control it. That's what it is. Control everything, mm-hmm. Own nothing, right? And that's in the money realm, right? So that tells you that the control aspect of it is better. And in the money realm, it's, okay, if you don't own it, that means they can't tie you to it, right? So that simply means you don't want somebody to take your money for something that you control, all right, if you guys understand what I'm saying. But there's a portion of what you have to do before you can get to it, okay? And this is all mental. So we're talking about that. This is mental, that's tangible, right? So own nothing but control everything. So if you put your money in a bank, right, and you control what happens to it, or let's just say, let's put it on a tangible perspective. You purchase a jet or you purchase a car. Car and the jet should go in your company's name and not your name. You should be separate from that. And that's material stuff. Okay.
Right.
But now we're talking about your creation, right? Your creation.
Go ahead.
So Your creation is, I own this because I created it. This is mine. This is my vision.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that vision stops going down the path or stops being what you created it to be, that means you no longer. Yeah, you own it. It's yours. They say, thank you, you created it. But at this point, you don't control it, right? You don't have any. You own it, but you don't. And I miss my other words. You own it, but you actually don't. Doggone said it anyway. I'm a real person. So you own it, but you're no longer creating it until it comes to me, right? You're no longer creating it. You're no longer governing where it goes. You're no longer governing the path of where it goes. It's taking all these turns, and every turn that it takes, you're still the owner of it. So that means you still get either the negative or the positive from it, right? And typically, if you're allowing it to go all different kinds of ways, then in the first moment that it's positive, it's probably not going to be yours anymore, right? They're not going to say anything about you. But the first moment it gets negative, oh, that's dead.
Right.
They created it.
Right. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Right. Got nothing to do with that, you know. But you, what happens is you give somebody.
Mean, so.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Did you touch me? That wasn't me.
Right.
My uncle always said, he told my cousin, I was standing there, he said, boy, he said, don't ever admit to nothing. He said, don't admit to it. When they say they saw you doing something, say, that wasn't me. Say, that wasn't me. He said, no, I saw you. I cleared you. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. He said, did you come and put. Right. No, he was telling my cousin this, but I heard him, right? He said, until you come up, put your hand on my shoulder, he said, it's not me. It's not me. That was just his philosophy. But that's how people do you, though, right? The moment things start to go crazy, they're no longer around. You don't own that. It's just a wrap, right? So for your perspective, you got to make sure that you own it, right? And I'm missing my other word, y'all. Help me out, y'all, on Facebook, because I said two words and I didn't miss it.
In the beginning?
Yeah. What
own it and control it?
Own and control it. Thank you. Did you write that down?
I did.
Thank you so much. I didn't write it down. God bless you, young lady. You own it, but you don't control it, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be able to fight with it? I did not. I've had no supplements this morning except for coffee. That's about all I had. So you own it and you control it. So you want to be able to fight with both hands is your vision, right? So why aren't you controlling what's happening with it? Now, if you have the creative ability or authority over that thing, that means it can go in the way you want it to go, right? The moment this show stops going down the path that I want it to go down, I got to readjust. I'm like, hold on.
Right.
I mean, somebody is put some other ingredients in this thing that I don't want it to be. And Pam knows how passionate I am about the grind, right?
Right.
Has me and Pam
and just do something in order to create something because we're afraid of failing. You see, to Nate, that's communion juice. But you
it's
know
a
what?
Grimosa.
But,
that's the new name.
But to me,
Grimosa.
You know what? Let me see.
It's good.
Can I taste it? Let me see
it's
if
good.
I like it, right?
I love it, actually.
I absolutely love it.
I love it.
So
yeah.
You got to realize that on the road to creating, on the road to doing, everybody is not going to buy into your vision. Everybody is not going to like what you create. Sometimes you may create some things that don't quite work out. But you know what? When you get up every day and you keep on going, get up every day and you create, because I heard the word habits as I was in there creating this concoction, right? As you get up every day, because I had to sip some of the champagne in order to make it have some color. That's the white champagne
that
we like, right? And so literally, as I was in there creating, I couldn't be concerned about whether Nate was going to like it. He said, you know what? I want a mimosa. And guess what? I took action.
She said, I'm going to teach him to tell me to create something.
No, but you know what?
There's some anger in this mimosa, y'all.
Like, seriously, I'm using this mimosa as an example, but I can tell you, I made a decision to go in there and create. I made it because I could have stopped at the champagne. I just bought out some glasses of champagne. Absolutely. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go for it. All right? Because if you don't make a decision to go for the things, to try the things, then who knows what's going to turn out.
And that's where so many people miss it in life, because we're afraid to fail. We're afraid to do. We're afraid to create, you know, and to really move into the things that God is telling us to do. But I can share with each and every one of you, if God allows you to dream it, if God allows you to see it, if God allows you to feel it in your heart, then guess what? It's something that's meant for you to do. And when you step out there and you take those faith steps and you begin to move, I guarantee you that God already got a plan. And all you got to do is make a decision to go through it, to create the things that you need to create, and watch what you become. Right. Absolutely.
That's good.
I like
because
my great
that's
motion.
Good. Because, no, let's get it. We're going to sell these. We're going to sell. Look, it's called the new name. We got. So you can either have a mimosa or a grimosa. Right? And this
right.
is a grimosa. And it's really good. We're going to make it real elegant and fancy. I'm going to put my pinky finger out when I drink it, right? Which is going to mean we can charge it an extra $5 when the pinky finger is out
right.
when you drink
right.
it. So, but this is a great example of creating something, right? You owned it. You created it. Now when somebody comes in, you know that she said 100% grape juice, right? Not a grape juice cocktail. She said 100%
grape
juice.
That's why I'm still in the house.
That's why I'm still in the house, right?
She didn't like it.
So what happens when somebody comes along and they start adding something to your vision that's not supposed to be in there? It changes the complexity of your vision. It changes it. And now you have to ask yourself, does it make it better? Right? That's the key. Right? But you have to approve the better.
Right?
Right? Because you still own it, but you still need to control it.
Right?
Just because somebody comes in and says it, doesn't make good,
right? That's good.
So,
I didn't hear myself.
You didn't?
Good now.
You got to get up on that thing
okay.
a little bit. So, and that's the key. I just believe what Pam said is powerful because, you know, having the wherewithal to say I'm going to create, or having the courage to say I'm going to create something, I'm going to do something that hasn't been done before, and I want to see how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
The grimosa could have been bad or it could have been good, right?
Right.
And it is good. And as a matter of fact, it's real good. So now in our house, now we have just added another drink. I know y'all add the same drink.
Go home and
yeah,
try it.
You're going to have you a grimosa, but it has to be 100% grape juice, right? So if you do the cocktail juice, let Pam know how it feels, how it tastes, you know. Look, if it ain't 100% grape juice, you call and say, but I use the cocktail, the fruit cocktail, but it's not a grimosa.
Right.
Not a grimosa.
Wrong kind.
You
okay.
got a fruitmosa at that point. You want to make that, okay? I can go all day, y'all. I'm a creator. I create stuff out of nothing, I'll tell you right now.
But
so,
you know, and that's wonderful. But you know what? What about that person out there? You know, who's afraid to create?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is the season in which you really have to take the time to just slow down and to realize that you for real have the power to create. Because somebody's watching this. You know, there's something that's deep down in their heart and their soul that they know that they should be doing, but something is holding them back from creating. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody listening and watching today, just do it. You know, I mean, Nike got the best phrase out there. And many times it's hard for us just to do something because we're, you know, it's fear in all different directions. You know, whether it's the fear of failure, the fear of what people think, the fear of the no's, the fear of the rejection, the fear of, you know, sometimes success, people have that. Just fear, this overall controlling factor, pretty much the majority of the time. And so, but, you know, I can say to everybody, you know, that was one of the greatest battles that I had to overcome. And now, you know, it's something about when you just punch through that fear, like you just do it, like for real. And now the very things that were so hard to do, you know, I just do them. But it took stepping out. It took making a decision to create. It took really making a decision to activate what I already had on the inside. And to know that, you know, it's an everyday grind. It's an everyday growth that we all have to commit to really becoming the person that we already are. And we were all designed to create. We all have our own individual purposes. And so when we realize that and we recognize that, and we're, how come I can't hear myself? And we're, that, you know, many times we're a part of, we're on different journeys together. We have, you know, we even unite, you know, in different visions and things like that. But in the midst of it all, we all have our individual purpose, mm-hmm. and we all have the visions for our own life. And so, you know, it's really just a matter of working on yourself and saying that, you know what, I just really way, and to get out of the area of being, you know, that person that just cares about what, you know, everybody else is going to think. When you know that you're moving and you're operating in the things that God is telling you to do, he got us. And I think that's the greatest thing that I've been able to realize and to recognize, because of the fact that I had to slow down, just like we talk about too. Sometimes you got to slow down in order to speed up, in order to really hear what God is telling us to do, so that now we can make sure that we're operating and we're moving in the purpose that he called each and every one of us to move in. You know, so, yeah.
So, no, absolutely. You should get a shirt, a T-shirt that says punch fear in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it takes.
So it's all about, so what Pam is really talking about is how you, you know, how you first of all affect your life, right? Because you can't affect the lives of others until you affect your life.
Right.
Right.
You're right.
So I want to read this comment because it's a long one. Somebody took some time in to actually do this. You read it, Pam.
Chancella. Yes, we have the power to create something great. Whatever is holding you back, get out of it. Procrastination and fear are battles that we can win. Make a decision to change the person you want to be. And you are so right, Chancella. That's what it all takes. It just boils down to deciding. Mm. Because when you decide, you cut some off. You say, no longer. No longer will I be controlled by the thoughts and the fears and the things that you allow to, you know, enter into the greatest piece of real estate that we all have. And that's between this ear and this ear, right? This is the greatest piece of real estate. And so when we work on our minds every day and we really understand the power that we have within, and we really understand that, you know what, God is not the author of fear, right? But he truly gives us the mind for us to realize the possibilities that we have for real. And we zone in on our potential. That's that thing that we have yet to realize. That's that thing that we have yet to do. And now we get up every day and we just fight and we punch through the fear working on this. This is the greatest battleground. This is the thing that holds so many people back in life. This right here, our minds. Because if we can't conceive it in our minds, we can never achieve it. But when we work on this every single day, this right here allows us to fight every battle. This right here allows us to see beyond the challenges as we decide to create and not worry about, you know, mm-hmm. what's going to happen.
Right.
This right here allows us to see the finish line, to keep the vision in front of us. But if we don't work on this every day, man, then we end up losing the battle, because this right here controls the activity. This right here controls us making sure that we are impactful every day. This right here is going to be the very thing that allows us to move forward in the direction. When we get here, we tap into all of the potential that God has given us. And that's the reason why it's a daily work. It's a daily grind. It's a daily of what are the things are you listening to? What you say all the time is so powerful, like for real. Energy plus environment creates our atmosphere. That thing's so strong because that's the very thing that allowed us to change our life, right? We just made a decision. It takes a decision, right? And then once we made that decision, we said, you know what? We got to have the energy to take us where we want to go. Every day we get up, we got to have the energy so that we can become what we want to be and see what we want to see in our future, right? So we create that we have that energy, right? We got that drive. Nobody else, we don't sit back and wait for somebody else to motivate us, right? Because motivation lasts for a moment. We got to be our own motivator. We got to be our own person that says, you know what? Yes, we can. absolutely is done. I am, I am, I am, right? And now you create the atmosphere around you. What do you need around you in order for you to be your greatest, in order for you to wake up and to say, yes, today is my day, in order to wake up for you to say that absolutely I am created for greatness.
Come on.
I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what's trying to come in here, but you stop it at the thought and you say, no, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, right? And you cut it at the root, right? And so now when we do this, now we have that environment.
Come on.
For real, necessary for us to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For us to get up and for us to realize that it's already done. Already done. And so the environment is everything. That's why we get up and we wake up like all throughout the house. In the McCray household, there's no room for no thoughts to get into our minds, negative, not even into our kids' minds, because they wake up probably thinking we crazy, but you know what? They're going to remember this when they grow up, when they wake up and they're hearing, you know, Billy Osbrook saying, yes, you can, telling you you're a champion, telling you a winner, or E.T., or whoever it may be that we got blasting through the whole household, all right? The neighbors probably hear it. Good.
Or Nate and Pam McCray when they're on the grind.
Or Nate and Pam McCray. You're right. Absolutely. You know, because we listen to the things
You have to set the standard. You have to. I love it. I love what Sheila Bass J just said. You have to be your own cheerleader.
Absolutely.
And it's important because, you know, guys, when I talk about owning and controlling it, you can't leave your when you talk about children, you can't leave the mindset of your children up to somebody else. Because if you leave it up to them and to get it themselves, kids don't always grab things when we grab it on the level and the wisdom that we're at. So you have to, from the outside, put it in. They may sometimes go when they hear, you know, us on the show, or they hear, you know, somebody else in personal development. I love all of the people that we listen to.
Right.
But they may stick something else in their ear.
Right.
You know, they may stick, you know, some rap in their ear. They may stick, I don't know what they're doing when they have their headphones on.
Right.
Right. But all I know is that, all I can hope is that, you know, we're setting
well,
the example,
yeah,
right, for them, right, to have something. We're giving them something.
Right. It's being instilled in them.
Right. So it's being instilled. It's being ingrained in them. You know, the Bible always said, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they won't stray. Right. So the strain aspect of it means that it's not that they'll never make a mistake.
Right.
Right.
We sure did.
God knows we did. As soon as you leave the house, it's like, I ain't never. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. I'm be 100% honest with y'all, because this is a really show ever.
That was both of us,
right?
Real.
We went to so much church
so
when
many
we were growing up.
Children's church.
When
so
I left the house, I said, when I'm leaving
situation
the house, I said, ooh, ain't
so
never going
right
to church
for
again.
Real. Oh my
never
God.
Never.
Monday, Sunday, Wednesday,
play
Friday,
with y'all
every day, right? Yeah. So when Nate and I got married, we was like, ooh,
we
free, right? And we was only 19 and 20, so don't worry about it. But I'm going to tell you what.
But some of y'all ain't willing to admit that.
Our parents instilled the word of God in us, all right? Even when we got married, mommy didn't play. We had family Bible study, and we better show up, all right?
Right. And I'm
we
feeling like,
here
she's
we
not
go
the
go
boss of me.
Right?
She's not the boss.
But you know what? They instilled them values in us from a child. You know what? And we instilled, you know, that carried into, you know, even into our marriage and into, you know, our kids, like our older kids, like for real, they know they praise dance with grandma, you know, and, you know, it was all about, you know, just getting into the word of God. And those are values that were instilled into our children. And so, you know, when it says they won't stray, it means that, you know, we still going to make our mistakes, and the kids are still going to make their mistakes. But when it's instilled in you, when those values are instilled in you, guess what? You can only stray so far. So they're going to come back around. We're going to all come back around, because it's the things that the culture, the atmosphere, right, that we grew up in, that allowed us to really, you know, understand. And so we didn't stray too long. It took us a little minute, right? And God even had us go through some different situations in ministry in order to for us to see and to understand that we had to have a relationship with him. So, you know, and it was all a part of our process. At that time, we didn't understand. We're like, why are we a part of this ministry? You know, we're doing this. We're deacons. We're Nate's praise team leader, not me.
Hey, well, how did we get here? How did we get here?
But
how
I'm just saying in different areas.
I'm like,
you know,
I'm like Tamia
like,
now.
Yeah.
How
but
did
I can tell
we
you that
get here?
It was in those seasons.
We're not supposed to be
where
here.
We realized, listen, you got to have that relationship because. And I won't even go there.
For the last time.
That's what it's all about. And so, literally, you know,
don't
those, yeah, Nate don't like me to let everybody know he was praise team leader. He
we're
was,
not supposed to
he
be
was
here.
Deacon. He was over the
anyway,
married ministry.
And she's still talking about it. Drink some Grimosa. So, anyway, so the foundation
absolutely.
Is there,
we'll
and you'll return back to the foundation. Cool. And it's a stable foundation. She ain't doing no more shopping, y'all. Stop. It's a stable foundation that you're going to return to because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And your responsibility is creating. That's not even what we're talking about, but we spin off into that.
Yeah, we
but, you know,
off into
I,
that.
We got into the fear
it's
thing.
It's the realest show ever.
It's the realest show ever, absolutely. But,
right.
it's, you know, so, and I love that. So, you know, I was thinking because we talked about punching fear in the face.
Right.
Because when you think about, attitude being everything and energy being everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, you know, a little, what is Paris? She's a
Yorkie.
See, so we got a little Yorkie. She's about 7 pounds, right? And it was actually Zari the dog, right? So, because I never claimed it. She's not mine because I don't have to clean
but
up nothing.
Don't let Nate
but anyway,
be out. He be around.
I didn't say I didn't love the dog.
Sorry,
I rub her. I didn't say I didn't rub her. I
he
rub
even
her.
Walked a little midget.
But when they ask who she is, I'd be like, she's not mine. Okay. But anyway, so when we're doing the show, Paris has a bowl over there with a mat, you know. She'll take her food out and she'll put it on the floor. She don't want to eat it in the bowl for some odd reason. I don't know what that is. But the least little noise that you make, she jumps. She jumps.
Yeah.
Right? Because of her level of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Her level
she's
of
so little.
Fear. Right. She's like she's got little dog syndrome, right? But I've seen some little dogs that actually are very fearsome.
Right. They think they're the biggest
like they
dog
think,
in the world.
Yeah, they'll run up on you like, what?
Right.
You know? And that's all mindset. So how does the little dog get that mindset, right? That little dog, but this little dog.
Chihuahua got that
scary.
Mindset.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Something there.
Don't mess with them.
Same size brain. But there's something there.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll tell you the one thing that is there.
What?
I'm going to tell you what happens. All right? For a Chihuahua or any little dog, it could be some Chihuahuas I've seen, they bark a lot, but all little dogs bark a lot. That's their early warning system.
Yeah.
Stay away, right?
Right.
Because they're really fearful.
Come over here.
Right.
Come
you don't come over here. You take whatever you want. Just stay away.
Right.
Right. So they bark a lot. Hey, right. Somebody's coming. They tell everybody.
Right.
But there's something that happens in everybody's life that changes them.
Hmm.
Right. And it is synonymous. It's change. But it's a pain. It's some sort of traumatic event or something happens in your life where it changes you. And it changes you so abruptly and so intently that you become fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're like you have no other way to be because if now if you don't buck up, then nobody else is gonna protect you. Right? Nobody else is gonna look after you. And that's the mentality that we have to have. And I'm going to give you guys two more turns before we actually end the show, right? So that's the mentality that we have to have. We have to have a mentality that says, this is mine, and I'm not letting anybody come in to take it, right? Nobody's coming in to change it any way that I don't want it changed because it's yours. And God gave the vision to you,
mm-hmm.
and you know how you want it to be, right? I want this show to be. I know the direction that it wants to go in because the show was my brainchild. The show was my vision, right? Pam comes in and Pam makes it better. You guys have heard me say before that, and I believe this, you know, wholeheartedly, right? And understand this statement,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you give a woman something, she will make it better, right? She'll add her spin to it. She'll take it. And she'll do what she does with it, and she'll make it better, right? And that's just how God created her. Now, notice, I said, when you give a woman something. I didn't say when you give a girl something, right? When you give a woman something, she'll make it better. You know, so that hint, hint, there's some reading in between the lines that you need to do. So now you need to determine what you're giving, right? What you're giving to who you're giving it to,
mm-hmm.
right? Because not all people are going to make it better.
Right.
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 So that's, so hopefully you guys understand that. So there are some things that, that go into the qualifications for somebody coming in and putting their thumbprint on what you have.
Right.
They have to qualify. Right.
Okay.
They have to qualify for it. And if they don't qualify for it, you don't let them do it just because you think, OK, you don't want to mess. You don't want to upset nobody. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much power you got. If you don't, if you're not lining up with my vision, then I'm cutting bait. I'm gone. That's just reality.
Right.
But that's how, that's my system of checks and balances. Right. So I want to give you guys two more phrases. And then we're going to end this show because, yeah, you're going to end. So the first phrase, when you're thinking about your vision and how you're getting where you're going, what you're doing, lining that thing up, man, and staying on track, first starting it, standing that the hardest part is the middle, and now you're trying to figure out what's going to happen on that bridge in that middle section before you get where you're going, and that's the most fearful section right there. It's not the start, because you've always listened to this show, and we've told you that this start is not the hardest part. It should not be. Right. It's that middle, that unknown part that you don't quite know what's going to happen. Right. So I want to give you guys two terms. The first term that I need you to take into consideration is decision and direction.
That's good.
Decision and direction, because your decisions that you make determine
direction.
Your direction. right.
It
so you, that's where you got to start right there. This is your decisions determine your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Feels
and the
good.
Second phrase, guys, is vehicle and vision, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you can flip it however you want to flip it. You got to have a vehicle to get to your vision.
That's
but
right.
You got to have a vision in order to get a vehicle you want to go to. So you can get in the car and just, we're just going out for a drive. We don't know
no
where
direction.
We're going. We're just going for a drive. That's cool on
that's
Sunday with the family. You just
right.
drive around and see the lights. That's cool.
You still
right?
got to have some direction.
Right. You have the, you know where you want to drive to, but there's no, it's just a drive, right? But vehicle
mm-hmm.
and vision.
Right.
So your vehicle that's taking you to your vision, guys, you have to be able to determine if this is the right vehicle, if it's going to get me to the vision. Is it enough gas in this thing? When am I going to have to switch vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I going to let in the vehicle with
right.
me? Ain't
right.
nothing worse than a backseat driver that don't know how to drive.
Oh my
right.
God.
Ain't nothing worse than a backseat driver that does know how to drive.
Backseat
it doesn't
driver
matter.
Cause you to crash.
Cause you to crash every time.
Oh my gosh. It's
so who are you letting into your vision? you know, y'all need to be
thumbprints.
You know what I'm saying? You missing a couple lines on your thumbprint. Let me know. I don't like what you're saying. Guys, what I'm telling you guys is that I think we leave things to happenstance too much in our lives.
Mm.
You have to control the narrative. You have to be the person that says, this is what I want. But when you say this is what I want, you got to be willing to take the hits necessary to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. You can't say that you want to be a world-class bodybuilder and you're not going through the pain. You can't say that you want to be an actor on the level of Denzel Washington, you know, or Halle Berry, but you're not doing what it takes to get it, right? So there are certain things that you have to be willing to do when you jump in that vehicle,
right?
Right? And if you know that this vehicle is only going to carry me so far, that's cool, man. You can't one vehicle. You're going to switch vehicles throughout your before you can get to your end of your before you get to your destination. You may switch a couple times, but guess what? You ride the one vehicle until the wheels fall off, right? You change the oil in it, you ride it. This is still a good vehicle. We're
mm-hmm.
good. But when the moment comes to change, then you know when to change because it feels good. It
right.
feels right.
It feels
right.
Good.
Y'all understand what
it
I'm
feels
saying?
Right. And you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's heartfelt. Like you feel it on the inside of you. But many times people ignore those feelings, you know, and the things, which, you know, that's you could call it what you want. You know, I call it the Holy Spirit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
some people call it intuition, what have you, but God will let you know when it's time to do something. And but many times it's that fear that actually stops a person, because been there, done that, like for real. I just speak from experience, you know, on the reason why you don't make that shift, what's necessary, you know, to do, to move, to create,
to, you
get
know,
real
make that decision.
Right here. What? Why don't you make that shift? Why?
It could be a lot of, it's, you know, overall it's fear, but it could be a lot of different things. It could be the fear of, you know, for real, like what are people going to say? What are people going to do?
Number one.
What people got to think.
Number one. That's
you know,
it.
And that's like the number one thing and why I believe people don't do what they want to do. You know, even in, you know, in what we do for a living, you know, it's not the norm. And so the average person, you know, looks at us like we're crazy. But you know what? We know that we had to make a decision to do something different so that, you know what, we can have something different in life, right? We're willing to sacrifice now so that, you know what we want to happen in the future becomes our reality. And, you know, but everybody don't understand it.
Right.
But it's cool. All right. They not the ones who we're looking for. Right.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But we had to realize that, you know, I can remember, you know, like for real, you know, even starting the, you know, the business that we in, it's like, okay, people thought it was a joke. Well, you know, hey,
They're always going to think something is a joke. So in life in general, we got a minute, 53 seconds.
Right. You know,
so in life in general,
really
that's what
it is. You're worried about people supporting you, people being for you, yada, yada, yada. And at the end of the day, if you listen to that voice and you move and you take action on the things that God is telling you to do, you don't even worry about what's going to happen, what's going to be said. And you know what? Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. Because as I think about it, because, you know, not everybody, you know, agrees with the decisions that you make in life. Not everybody agrees with the decisions that Nate and I have made in life. But the thing about it is God prepares you. Because, you know, from a child, you know what, when people didn't like me or didn't agree with me, you know, for no reason, I was always quiet. You know what, I look at that. That was all preparation. That's the reason why I truly believe that, you know, I'm able to stay so focused.
And before
really
you go further, hold on. So those of you on Blog Talk Radio, guys, we're gonna the broadcast is getting ready to end. So I want you guys to understand, you know, we'll see you guys on next Tuesday. You know,
yes.
So you go ahead.
Thanks
go ahead.
For tuning in, Blog Talk Radio.
Right. So
and,
you're focused.
But no, for real, I believe that all of that was preparation. Because I remember being that little girl who was so quiet, who had the buck teeth, the glasses, the little bunny tail on top of my head, you know, all kinds of, and, you know, I was the one that was talked about. But I just remained quiet. I just didn't want nobody to bother me. You know, just don't bother me, okay? I'm quiet. But you know what? Being quiet, too, you know, when you push me over the edge, that was when, you know, I did find that I had some other strength on the inside of me. But I can tell you, it was all preparation. And I think that's the reason why, you know, God really for real connects everything. Because it prepared me to be a part of an industry in which, you know, you got the ups and the downs. People don't always agree with the things that you do. But to really stay focused on what he's telling me to do and not be concerned. Like, seriously. And it's a gift, you know, but it's all things. We have to realize that everything connects in life. And I don't know why, it just took me back to that, you know, my childhood, to really understand that's a part of my strength. That helped me, you know, whereas I looked at it as a challenge, you know, being shy and afraid and talked about, and, you know, I was only really had my neighborhood friends, you shout out East 38th Street, because they're the ones that love me for real, right? Right? Right. And, but for real, you know, it was all preparation to saying, you know what, I'm going to send this little girl, even though she was shy, because one day she's going to have to fight some other battles. And I need her to stay focused on the things that I am telling her to do in order to move into the greatness that I created her to be. See, you just never know.
So if you had it to do all over again,
mm-hmm.
you know, what would you do different when you were in that stage? What would you do different?
I definitely would have listened sooner, right?
Listened to what sooner?
To what God was, well, you know what? Not even so much listened, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that I just didn't know. I was lost, right? I didn't know my purpose. I felt like, you know, God had so much more for me. But I think that if what I would have done differently was I would have slowed down sooner to really working on me in order to be able to identify the greatness.
So what sooner are you talking about? I'm talking about as a little girl.
Oh, as a little girl? Because
that's when it started, right? It's real back all the way to the pain.
Uh-huh.
All right, when the pain started, you talked about being the little buck-tooth girl with a little ponytail, right? What would you have done differently then?
Thank you, Daddy,
that
for
you
getting
think
them
would
breaks.
Have changed, right?
At the age of 13.
What do you think would have done? What would you have done differently?
What would I have
then?
Done differently?
Yeah, what would you have changed about yourself?
As a child?
Yeah.
As a child, what I would have done differently was I would have listened to what my mom and dad were saying. Because whereas I felt that way, they always instilled greatness.
Spoke positivity.
They always, right, spoke okay. positivity. They always showed me that I was possible because I saw it in their life. You see what I'm saying? They created, and this wasn't always, you know, because, you know, I can remember the times in which, you know, my mom was searching for her relationship with God, but my dad was that consistent one in our life. Daddy was the one that was going to make sure he was at Sunday school, at church every single week. Dressed, you better be dressed, all right? While my mom was searching. But I remember, you know, just being in that environment. And then once she found, you know, the Lord, then, you know, things, you know, came together as a family. But even not just from the relationship standpoint, because they never taught us religion. They taught us relationship. And
stop deflecting. What I'm talking about, you as a little girl, when you looked in the mirror, okay?
And I would have believed in me.
Okay, this is what I want to get to. All of that mamby-pamby stuff is great.
I'm just saying,
you know,
but this is true.
Cool.
But
okay.
I would have believed in me.
Okay,
absolutely.
So there's somebody out there that don't. Yeah, there's somebody out there that's looking in the mirror and they don't like what they see.
All of that caused me not to believe in myself.
Right. So all of what caused you not to believe in yourself?
The not being accepted. I wanted to be accepted. I remember, you know, I remember going to school.
Why weren't you being accepted? Not
it was just crazy things. Like, I was quiet, but for real. Like, I was that kid, even though I grew up in Patterson, my mom was an educator. So I never went to, many times I never went to school in the city that I grew up in. So I was, like, kind of the outsider kid because my mom wanted me to have, quote-unquote, you know, different education. So, therefore, I was like that one that never fit in because all these people, you know, they were there, they knew each other, but I didn't fit in. Then, even to the high school that I graduated from, I didn't go to the high school that we were zoned to go to. My mom was like, no, you can't go there. So, I went to the school on the other side of the town. And so, I didn't fit in there. And you see what I'm saying? And it was just craziness. But... you know, I had to learn how to just be there, but I tried to remain like in a shell to where like nobody would notice me. You know, like I'm just here because my mama sent me here. Everybody knows my mama. So I got to make sure I'm doing what I need to do in order to make sure that I'm staying on point. But I just felt like I never fit in a lot of situations.
Okay, so now we finally get to it. I stopped at the store and got a soda while you were talking. So in a candy bar. So you said you never felt like you fit in, right?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So you never felt like you fit in.
Yeah.
And you felt so throughout going to your school and this and that, you never felt like you fit in because you felt like there was a lot of pressure on you at some point, right? Or, and I'm not giving you words to say, I'm just trying to help somebody out there that's going through this and just to give them the dirty of it on how what you went through and how you overcame it.
Right.
And if you had it to do again, what would you do differently? We get it.
Right. I would have believed in myself.
Okay.
And I would have become the absolute best that I could have become in that environment.
In that environment, no matter what your situation was.
Right.
If you had the thought pattern that you have right now.
Right.
Then you would have not cared, you
absolutely.
Know, that you were the little buck-tooth girl with braces and a ponytail.
Right. Right.
You would have listened more
right.
to your mom and dad telling
mm-hmm.
you that, no, you are great. You
right.
are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And you are created for greatness.
Right.
And at that point, you would have basically probably been further along than you are
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right. So that, and that's what I'm getting at, guys, and that's how you have to drill down in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to back up some, because you know you have to discover where the wheel started to wobble at, right? And you have to fix that, and you have to reaffirm your own affirmations. You say, if I were back then, I wish I would have done this, because what happens is your past, right? Your past, when everything that you went through, that defined who you became, right? Right. So you had to believe that if you would have, you learned quicker, thought more intently, had more confidence, then who knows what would have happened. But we all say everything happened for a reason. Right. And I get that. But there's somebody that's going through that right at this very moment. And they're getting teased in school right now. They're getting talked about because maybe their parents stay, you know, in the inner city and not the suburbs. Maybe they're getting talked about because maybe their family stays in the suburbs and not the inner city. You see what I'm saying? But no matter what, that person needs to know how to handle that situation, because in order to be a change agent, you have to know where a person is, not where they're going. You have to meet them where they are. So that means you got to crawl in the quicksand with them in order to help them.
Right.
Right. You got to call them not so much as the quicksand, but the mud, because in a sense, both of y'all dying. But so you got to crawl in the mud and show them that I understand what you're going through, and let me help you get through this.
Right.
Right. It's not the glory that matters. It's the story. It's the pain in the story.
Right.
And that's what this show is all about. And that's why you
and
guys see me, Justin, Justin fam. Go ahead.
Right. Quick. Mm-hmm. You know, and coming from that, you know, wanted to, you know, not feeling like I fit in. Sometimes we can carry that into our adulthood to where you just want to fit in. And you now find yourself in situations because you just want to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that slowing down to speed up has to kick in, because sometimes you're not going to fit in. And when you learn to listen, that's what you got to do. You got to learn to slow down and to listen. And I've had to do this in life, because I realized that I found myself in different things and situations where I didn't fit in. And I had to understand that, you know what, it's not about whether the world understands it, but what is God telling me to do? And when we now move in the purpose and the things that God tells you to do, you got to know that everything's going to be all right, like for real.
Yeah.
You know, because I get that, you know, yeah. And, you know, if it doesn't line up, then you have to reevaluate those things.
Yeah. I mean, purpose is, you know, you have to be introduced the practicality into the purpose, because guys, what happens is we get so accustomed, you know, to deflecting, you know, we get so accustomed to being topical. Right. And there's a lot of, you know, cliche things that we can say, but the reality is, you have to figure out how to talk directly at a situation.
Right.
Right. You have to figure out how to loose the person from the situation that they're in by speaking to them on terms that they can understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, and right now, even what Pam went through, what you're going through right now in your life, you're called to not only go through that, but to grow through it so that you can help somebody else.
Absolutely.
Get through it.
What it all
right.
About.
And if you're growing through it doesn't mean that you're just moving from level to level. Growing through it means that you have the resolve that says, I'm going to help somebody else
mm-hmm.
get through it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm telling you how to get out of the situation that you're in and you need to get out of it as quick as possible, then I need to tell you right now, people are teasing you right now. They don't need for you to have more confidence, because who you are right now is not who you're going to be. It's not who you're going to become.
That's right.
Right. So when you know how to reach people where they are and tap into the very heartstrings that are really guiding and governing them right now, when you can get in a person's heart, that means you can control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that's the epicenter of everything.
Right,
right. Get it in their head. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably how they got there in the first place.
Right.
But getting into a person's heart, that's a whole nother matter.
Right.
Right. And the only way that you can get into a person's heart, and I want you guys to get this, okay? The only way you can really get into a person's heart is by you being transparent and sharing with them the same things that they're going through.
Right.
Where's your pain at?
Right.
You have to share the pain, right? And this is what this is all about, guys, in life. you know, you can't just tell people about I got this degree and that degree and what you've done and how great you are and how great you were, and there's no pain.
Right.
You can't reach people with that. You can inspire people to want to do more, right? But here's the thing. When you inspire them to do more, that's not fixing their problem, because most people don't know how to fix their problem,
mm-hmm.
right? Most people can't go out and buy, you know, $1,000 pair of shoes. Most people can't go out and buy a $500 belt. Most people can't go out and buy red bottoms and cars and houses. That's inspiration, but that's not helping the pain.
Right.
The pain is reaching them where they are and helping them pull them up out of the mud by speaking into their situation and helping them, touching into their heart. And that's what this is all about, guys. So, you know, one more phrase I want to give you guys is freedom and liberty, right? There's freedom in what we do, right? There should be freedom. Everybody wants freedom. That's probably number one on the list. I want freedom. There's some things that lead in to freedom. And we, in that freedom, guys, you know, we should be looking for the liberty, right? The liberty in it. In that freedom, because where there's freedom, there's liberty, right? So we've got this whole thing going on right now. Just take this show, and I use this show as an example, because there's no freedom if I have anxiety in doing this show.
Right.
There's no freedom in that, right? So how do you get out of that stage? Right. How do you get out of that stage? Right. The freedom is to see if I'm like, oh my God. We were supposed to start at 9. Oh my gosh, if we don't start at 9, oh my God, the world's gonna come to an end.
Right, and that's,
you know,
me
people
sometimes
are gonna stop.
They like, listen,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I created this show to be
free.
And I said, you know what?
If I don't feel
right.
free, it's
so
a wrap for me.
When
I'm out.
We go live, we go live. Those,
yeah.
They're supposed to be there, supposed to be there.
Supposed to
you
be
right?
there, supposed to be going to stay, they're gonna mm-hmm. stay. But you know, and that's not an excuse, guys, to be tardy or unaccountable, right? Because sometimes things happen out of your control.
Right.
But so you have to say, okay, am I going? That's why a lot
like
of people, that's why the most heart attacks happen in this country
uh-huh.
on Monday morning.
Right.
Because people are dreading and stressed out about going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do it. But at the same time, they don't want to put the things in place so that they don't have to go do a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So that's the key. So when you start doing something, guys, there has to be freedom in it. When it starts feeling like it's free, then something's wrong. Something's off. Something needs to be tweaked.
That's right.
Right? So that's why if we want to do this show for an hour, we do it for an hour. I don't care what other blog talk radio shows are doing. There's freedom in this one.
Right.
If you don't choose, if you choose to jump on here for 30 minutes and jump off, cool. But here's the flip side of that. If somebody chooses to jump on at the 30-minute point, and hang around for that last 30 minutes, then guess what? Then they get something they would not have gotten
right.
if it would have ended in an hour. So that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Okay? And that's it, guys. So you got anything
that's
you want to say?
No. I just want to say, you know, I mean, just, you know, incredible show. You know, what God brought out of us today. Nate and I, we never know what we every now and again, but for real, we just listen to what God puts on our hearts and kind of flows from there. And it's amazing, you know, the different things that he'll bring out of you and bring to your memory. And hopefully this blesses, you know, somebody's, you know, ears that this falls upon. And so we're just honored and thankful and appreciate each and every one of you that dial into the grind and listen to us every Tuesday and Friday. And everybody that gets on Facebook, Instagram, lost my Instagram feed. But, you know, we appreciate you guys for showing up and definitely being here and blessing us with your presence and your comments and your voices when you guys tune in on the radio side and have a voice. But to everybody on here, it's Friday. We're about to close out another show. We appreciate you guys. Make it a great day. Go ahead and realize that for real. Own it, control it. Create it. You got the power to just do it. Punch fear in the face. Go for the things that God is telling you to do. And you know what? We'll see y'all back on Tuesday for another episode of The Grind. You know what?
Guys, it's your season. It's your turn, man.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is know it and walk in, man. I love it.
That's all right.
For favor.
Oh, y'all gotta realize.
Yes. To reach what I have.
Amen.
This is my season for greatness, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have.
You gotta know this, man. You gotta know it. You don't know it.
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I feel for grace, for favor. Oh, we all do it. To do what?
Come on,
you gotta say. This is my season to reap what I have. Everything is working together for my good. Everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working. Say it again, y'all.
For grace, so you gotta learn the lesson first. What's the lesson inside of it? What's the lesson that right now that God is trying to get you to realize? When you realize that lesson, is when you start growing through it.
I need somebody to prophesy with your body language.
This is what this is about, guys.
Yes.
Isn't your season? Isn't your season?
What you say?
God
is leaning. In my direction.
In my direction.
So prophesy. I said he's
leaning.
In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you wait on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
In my
direction. Because this is my
speed.
For favor. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Your circumstance says it's already getting better.
Already done. God bless y'all, man. Y'all have a great day.
Love y'all.
Go out, man. Plant that seed and reap that harvest, all
right?
Let's go.